Hello, everybody. Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes on research on the campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Our guest today is Professor Jules Simon from the Department of Philosophy. Jules, welcome to 100 at 100.
Thank you for inviting me, Keith. I'm very happy to be here.
What are you doing these days in research? I know you have many, many hats to wear, but what are you doing right now that's exciting?
Well, first, let me say that I'm really happy to be practicing philosophy at UTEP. It's both good and enjoyable. It's been great. And to develop my research and work here as a philosopher. And so over the years, I've been here for some time now, and over the years, I've come to focus on areas in applied and theoretical ethics. And in terms of theoretical ethics, I work on an area called, or I've been developing a theory called phenomenological ethics. It's a normative ethical theory.
So tell the audience, what's phenomenological mean?
Phenomenological is based on experiential descriptions. It's rooted in the kind of scientific foundations of observation, careful and detailed explanations, and the important addition to that is that it highlights the subjective and experiential role of the scientist or the human or the philosopher doing the description.
And so you're applying this approach to what's the particular issue that you're excited about?
Well, approaches are coupled because ethics is one field, right? So I work in normative and theoretical ethics, but also in applied ethics, and I apply that to an area called sustainability ethics. So sustainability ethics is one of the new developments in applied ethics that philosophers are focusing on, and it's directed towards the kind of new phenomenon of sustainability. So humans in the last few decades only have become very concerned with the issue of sustainability, especially in the context of the dramatic kinds of developments in climate change.
Well, one of the areas that I do know you're interested in is the sustainability of big cities.
That's right.
30 years ago, I would have thought that the big cities would begin to sort of decay and people would sort of move outwards and delocalize, if you like. But that's not happened.
Well, no, if you look at the historical record, which is why, you know, phenomenologically, we look at actual events that are happening, right? So it's rooted in the actual historical, experiential grounds, the empirical grounds of what humans are doing. And in the last few years, what's happened in the world is that humans have migrated more and more towards cities, and most people in the world now live in cities. I think the figure in the United States is 80% of people live in cities in the United States. My goal here is to look at urban sustainability. So this is the work I'm doing most recently. And the role that UTEP plays, if I can come to that, in that kind of work is really important because we are a big city in a big metropolitan area situated in a very fragile environment. So in terms of the kinds of work that can get done in sustainability studies and in sustainability ethics, UTEP is a perfect place to do that.
And we have a unique opportunity to make advances to understand.
Oh, absolutely.
This has been 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Jules Simon from the Philosophy Department, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Keith.
And my name is Keith Pannell.